The Grammy Awards have long been totems to mainstream music, celebrations of commercial success. But lately it seems that fixing an eye on popularity has placed the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences in something of a bind. Several years ago, as rap music gained popularity, the Grammys created subcategories to provide a way to recognize its high-volume sales. Since then, rap albums have also been nominated in the more prestigious Album of the Year category. Wednesday, the Academy nominated rapper Eminem's The Marshall Mathers LP for Album of the Year. It sold 8 million copies in the year 2000, but the nomination also drew high-decibel protests from gay rights groups and parents angry over homophobic and hateful lyrics.
My words are like a dagger with a jagged edge. It'll stab you in the head, whether you're a fag or les. Is that a homo sex, a math, or a trans or vest? Pants or dress? Hate facts? The answer's yes.
Anthony DeCurtis is a contributing editor at Rolling Stone magazine and a member of the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences. He is a Grammy winner for his liner notes, and he joins us from his home in New York. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, Leanne. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Let's talk about Eminem. He's won Grammys before. He had Best Rap Solo Performance, Best Rap Album. Why is the nomination for Album of the Year such a big deal?
Well, the four main categories for the Grammys, of which Album of the Year is one, are really the ones that get the most attention. And this would really be putting Eminem on a bigger stage than he has ever been on before. You know, well over a billion people worldwide watch the Grammys. And to have such a controversial figure there, potentially accepting that award, puts the Grammys in a position that they have never been in before, and certainly puts Eminem in a position that he has never been in before.
But are these nominations about quality? Because Eminem has received critical acclaim.
Yeah, there's no question that Eminem is an important artist. And I think that, you know, in many ways, the Marshall Mathers LP really is the Album of the Year. It's the one that's generated the most attention. It's the one that people have talked about the most. It sold over 8 million copies. You know, kids in particular very much were gripped by Eminem as a figure. And he has been written about, talked about, discussed, debated, denounced, supported more than any other artist this year. So if you think of it almost as like the, you know, Time Man of the Year or Person of the Year, whether good or bad, Eminem really is that character as far as popular music is concerned.
Talk a little bit about Eminem as character, Eminem as theater. What's up with him anyway? You've interviewed him about, you know, what he calls his, what he hates to talk about, actually, that lyrical content.
Yeah, he's very dismissive about that. He's a figure that, you know, he's white, he's blonde, he looks almost kind of, you know, angelic, but he's almost the perfect figure for this time as far as popular music is concerned, because it's almost as if that character can slip into a phone booth or maybe a recording studio and emerge as a tough black rapper. He is like the fantasy of every white kid who's ever imagine themselves in a hip-hop world, because he has the credibility of, you know, black kids who like hip-hop. He has the credibility and respect of black hip-hop artists, at the same time as he looks like the kid at your local public high school, you know, just with his, you know, affecting the clothes and affecting the language and just kind of hoping one day that the cool black kid in school will say hello to him. He has gotten all that. And so that's like where a lot of the energy comes out. In many ways, it's an old issue in rock and roll, you know. It's about crossing racial lines in a lot of ways. You know, that's also one of the problems, one of the issues that Eminem has introduced into the popular music scene circa 2001.
Do you think the defiance, though, actually prompts real discussion?
It has in this case. You know, there really has been a very serious debate across the board on Eminem's record. And that has been, you know, whether I've agreed with a lot of it, you know, from one vantage or another, I think has been very responsible. You know, I think his defenders have been responsible. The people who denounced him have been responsible. And young kids talking about what they hear on this record, why they like Eminem, you know, why they don't like him. I think it's drawn forth a kind of seriousness and an engagement with, you know, a record that, you know, they might have dismissively said, oh, you know what, it's just popular, it's just what I like. In fact, kids are not saying that. They're saying, well, look, I know when he's being serious, and I know when he's joking around, and I know that I don't have to do the things that he talks about on his album, and Or I don't want to hear that language. You know, I've certainly spoken to young women who are just revolted by the level of misogyny and violence against women that is on this record. So I think it's making young people, and I think their elders who care about this stuff, seriously think about what these issues are.
Given all the everything that surrounded this album, do you think he's going to win Album of the Year?
I think there's a good chance that he will win, yeah. It's tough to say. I mean, the Grammys have become increasingly unpredictable, but he's going to get strong support from people in the hip-hop community, I think. And I think there's a good possibility he would win.
You have a vote?
And, you know, honestly, Leanne, I don't mean to back out of it. I honestly haven't made up my mind. There's a possibility I would vote for him, even as I have real qualms about what some of these songs are about. I think he's made an impact, and I think as a hip-hop artist, you know, he's an important figure. So I haven't made up my mind about the degree to which I'm going to allow the content of the album affect whether or not I seriously believe that he made the Album of the Year.
Anthony DeCurtis is a contributing editor for Rolling Stone magazine. Thanks a lot, Anthony.
Thank you so much, Leanne.